listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Hey guys, this is Ashley, the host of The Ouachita Chronicles. Normally, this would be the time that I'd say, hey, Jerry, and Jerry would say, hey, Ashley, in one of many different voices, but that's not happening today. Today, as I found out while recording, it's actually our 40th episode. Spoiler alert, later in the episode, you'll hear me go, oh my God, it's 40 episode. Yay! Kind of crazy. But it also conveniently falls in line with some big changes that have come to the Ouachita Chronicles. I'm excited about the changes. I'm excited to share those changes with you. Producer Trey is excited about anything different than what his normal drudgery is. I know he's over there laughing at me right now. So I'm not going to sit here and waste a whole lot of your time, but I am going to say that I do have a guest today, a guest who will possibly turn into more than just a guest. She's already been on our show before, but we're going to sit down with her and catch up and talk about the future of the Ouachita Chronicles. We are brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Dawn's Easy Pay. I would normally do a neat little segue transition. Jerry and I would pull off something super punny that would get us into talking about Dawn's, but I'm just going to say Dawn's has been a terrific sponsor. You can get anything you possibly want for your home there at one of their many locations, and they are the home of the price on the piece is the price that you pay. So without further ado, let's get to the meat of today's episode. Welcome to this episode of The Ouachita Chronicles. I am your host, Ashley Smith, and I've got to just stop there. I have to stop. I have a brand new co-host. Surprise! I know everybody is just, well, okay, we're sad. But the show must go on, as they say, and go on it will. We're not sure how the quality is going to be affected. We hope that it goes well. We hope our sponsors are still with us. We hope that our fans still love us. We hope that our numbers stay where they have been, and thank you very much for that. But I do get to take this opportunity to introduce, or maybe say reintroduce, my new co-host, Jody. Jody, are we going by Jody Nicole? Are we going?
We'll just go by Jody.
It's just Jody. It's just Jody. So the initials of the show host stay the same. We've still got a, instead of Ashley and Jerry, we've got Ashley and Jody. But quite different personalities.
Just let me tell you. Who's scared? Are you scared?
Is there a button that we can add to this where they can press, I'm scared? We'll see how many I'm scareds we get.
Listen, but how many times this week have we heard this?
That Jody needs a podcast?
Jody needs a podcast.
Well, listeners, if you've been with us from the very beginning, you might remember that Jody was our very first episode. That's because Jody's a longtime friend of mine. She was someone that we were definitely comfortable recording with while we were learning the ins and outs of podcasting. And she's got an interesting story. So make sure to go back, listen to episode one if you want to be filled in on all that.
So much has gone on since.
Exactly. So much has gone on since. So what we're going to do is use today's episode to just, you know, catch everyone up.
Catch up from last November.
Yes.
It's almost been a year, Ashley.
I know. Producer Trey, what episode is this going to be?
It's like 39.
We need to find out.
We need to fact check that.
Yeah, we got to figure that out, because if it's episode 40.
That's just special. That's special.
Not as special as turning 40, which I'm not doing this year.
But I'm excited.
Are you?
Why? I really am, because like your 20s were about just, oh God, how bad were our 20s? We would not go back there. I feel like in your 20s, you learn a lot. In your 30s, you start applying what you've learned, and you're getting your kids. It is 40?
We just received confirmation that this is episode 40. What a way to kick it off.
Yeah. That's exciting.
This probably just needs to be a whole new season, Trey. Hey,
Season two.
Right there. There we go.
The age of Jody.
I think you guys can see how we work around here. It's pretty much just fly by the seat of your pants and make decisions.
What are we doing today?
Yeah. Oh, let's just start a new season. Do we want to rename it while we're here?
No. I mean, I think everything's great. You just go into season two, and it's almost like, you know, Steve coming back from Blue's Clues the other day, you know?
You are dressed in stripes.
I just got a letter.
Oh my gosh.
And Ashley wants me to be her co-host.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to the mailbox with Blue anymore, okay?
We were too old for Blue. And my kids didn't watch Blue.
My kids watched Blue when they were little. Like, it was a good, like, I could put it on while they were, you know, when they were too young to be parking in front of the TV, and I would do it anyways just to get something done. Yeah, they watched a lot of Blue's Clues during those time periods. So, yeah, let's catch up. What in the world has been going on?
Well, the last time I was here, I had just passed my test, had gotten my license, had been given the okay to start booking appointments. That was such a long process. I have been in business almost a year now, and it has been amazing. I have worked with athletes, and I have worked with musicians and got to travel, and more healing went through,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's just been a lot
more
of
things good, came to the surface.
More things. Yeah. Just a lot of change. A lot of growth. I feel old. My back's out today, so I definitely feel old. But
do you feel like that's, I mean, obviously it's singular because it's your singular experience, but as a collective, is everything not just totally different?
Oh, than absolutely.
It was a year ago.
Absolutely.
I have to say that my daughter made this comment, and I don't talk about my kids a whole lot on the show because, I mean, you know what? They're of those ages that they've got to have their own privacy. Mm-hmm. Okay. But listeners of this show will know I've had a very traumatic year.
Absolutely.
I mean, just, I feel like I could be diagnosed with all kinds of mental disorders at this point.
Hey, but you made it.
And they would be able to be like, listen, no, these are legit. She's been through some trauma,
right,
man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I saw it.
But my daughter said, it's just everything's different, Mom. And I was like, yeah, things change. And she said, no. From a year ago this time, every single thing is different. You know, we live in a different house.
In a different town.
None of the furniture or things in my room are the same. And I looked at her, I was like, but I've got your dresser and desk and storage. You said you didn't want it in your room. And she's like, no, I don't mean like I want it. I'm just saying everything's different.
Changed.
And then there was the unspoken there that was, and Dad died.
Yeah,
you know,
gone.
So like everything crazy different. But I mean, this year has just plowed ahead whether we wanted it to or not.
It did. And you learn who your tribe are,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's going to be there through the tough stuff. And sometimes you have to be alone through the tough stuff. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes people can't get you through things. You have to get yourself through things. And I think that was a lot of mine this year. You know, I've immersed myself in work, you know, just that workaholism.
You hit out on the hill a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. You went MIA there for a little bit.
I survived COVID. I had COVID. My office, you know, was set up, ready to go. It had taken this long to get up and going. And then we had the ice storm.
The flood.
And my office flooded. And it was, and I had COVID during the flood. So it's like, oh my gosh, what, you know, what do you do? And you just keep moving forward because it was like, I was so discouraged. I had refinanced my house to be ready to start this business and mm-hmm. put myself further in debt to do that. And then COVID takes, you know, that whole fund away. And I'm just, like you said, flying by the seat of my pants every day. I've got an end goal, but it's like, how do you get there? And mm-hmm. you don't really know your steps till you've gotten through them. And you're like, oh my God, we did this. So I got a new building and actually in talks right now on trying to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a huge thing.
That building is so much better suited for you.
It's downtown. It's right there by the park.
All kinds of little suites in
it.
So that if you want to expand, you've got the room. You've got a reception area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I want to hire new therapists, what I would love to do is having a school here, a massage therapy program here in town. I would love to take those kids that are coming out of school that didn't have the network that I had,
mm-hmm.
that need somewhere to build. Maybe they only have two clients a month and they can't afford $80 a week somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They can come pay by the hour and I'll have everything they need. Bring your sheets. Take care of your clients and you get to grow. And I get to mentor somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting old. Like, pass your trade down.
Shh. You're
I'm
younger
gonna
than
claim
me.
It.
Be quiet.
I'm proud of my age. With age comes wisdom, right?
I just keep thinking of that real ugly word, crone.
Oh.
Ugh. I don't want to be a crone.
No, 40's not crone, girl.
No,
40's is when your kids are about to. Ugh, we've got, what, 5 years? You got 4.5. You got 5.
I might have more than that.
Well, you never know. I got 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then my baby's out of school.
Yeah.
And I'll still be young enough to enjoy life.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're going to enjoy life until we, yes.
Trey, you ready to go to Europe?
What? Europe.
We're going to go to Europe.
We've had a bucket list trip. The
Chronicles in Europe.
Yes. The Chronicles in Europe.
The Chronicles Man. Of Europe.
Sounds like an invasion.
That would be fun. I don't have any kids. I don't have a family. Let's go.
Well, you've got 5.5 years not to do that, because if you start at this point, we got to leave you behind, buddy.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the work you've done with student athletes, mm-hmm. and like the people you met.
I have. What's funny is when we graduated high school and I went on to beauty school and I was in it and realized that wasn't my forte. That's not where I am supposed to be. I realized that massage therapy is where I wanted to be, and realistically into sports therapy. Growing up barrel racing and playing softball, my brothers were professional saddle bronc riders, and my other brother was a college football player. Like, sports athleticism was a thing. And we weren't financially well off. And sometimes you just kind of have to take care of things yourself. Mm-hmm. So
that Epsom salt.
Epsom salt. So just working on cowboy friends. And I actually came across in Dallas, he was like a 6-7 time world champion saddle bronc rider. One of my idols at the time asked me, he was actually with Clint Craig, who you've had on the podcast.
A few times.
Loved his story. So Clint and I were talking, and Dan Martinson walks up and, you know, I had this bright pink hair, you know, back then.
I remember that, yeah.
And I just was a complete oddity at a rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And the cowboys are like, oh, like, got me pegged across the corner. Like, but they didn't realize that my brother was one of their fellow riders.
The Uber done dropped that girl off in the wrong
spot. Yeah, like,
spot.
She's in the wrong neighborhood with this pink hair. And so he's just like, he's intrigued. Who are you? What do you do? And I told him that I was, you know, a hair colorist and blah, 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 and that I hated it and wanted to do massage therapy. And he says, you know, get your license, mm-hmm. and come on the road with us. Work with us. Total dream to follow the PRCA around and just work with these athletes. And I never did it because I ran off with a boy and, you know, got myself in a whole different
life.
Ew. Right? So it took 20 years. It took 20 years to come back around. And I actually got to send him a letter, an email this year that just told him, you know, finally, 20 years later, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. And I got to work with
and
college
move
athletes.
Over buckle bunnies. No, here I come.
But I'd also said back then I would love to travel internationally and work with these athletes. Well, in March, I get a call. Hey, I've got players that need help. Can you come help? And I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I got to, in one day, my hands touched 17 different nations. Isn't that insane? These kids come to our country and they have such a dream and they just need a little help. And mm-hmm. they have this big American dream and they show up in Mena, Arkansas.
I was going to say, are they a little disappointed?
I wouldn't say they're disappointed, but they're just, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It is different from them. A lot, they love it. You know, there's downfalls. A lot of them went through COVID here, mm-hmm. and quarantine and didn't get to go home for over a year. And so that was rough, but they enjoy the opportunities. They're thankful for it. They appreciate things that sometimes that we take for granted.
Oh, I bet.
You know.
But that must have been fascinating, even if you were just working on a student for 15, 30 minutes or whatever, because you talk to people while mm-hmm. you're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. You learn
right.
so much.
So you're just getting this like little slice mm-hmm. of what their culture's like, what mm-hmm. their customs are like, because I'm sure you could see just from the moment they come in and how they start to interact with you
oh,
immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was mama by the, you know, 15, 20 minutes into it, like, oh, we have an ally here. Mm-hmm. And I would have snacks in my office and make sure, get your homework done. And they'd hang out, just give them somewhere to hang out. And a lot of them have graduated and moved on to other universities or went back to their countries. And I still keep in contact with them. You know, they promised me that once they go pro, they're going to call me and we're going to go somewhere. And I'm here for it.
Uh-huh. This was the soccer team locally for the college.
Soccer team. Great kids. Good athletes. Super proud of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was actually
able.
It's
all the kids, man.
And it was fun.
It's all the kids.
Because I was able to donate over right at 300 hours worth of time, you know, to these kids.
Right. No one can ever say that you've not given back to the community.
That's right.
And if you ever are sentenced to serve community service, I think you could probably just take your paper receipts.
Like, look.
Yeah, and be like,
I stay in the community service.
300 hours. 300 hours
I'm
of free massages.
I'm changing my name to community service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
So, you know, we have this thing in the South here that we call floating. We heard of floating?
I've heard of the floating. I've been floatin'. On a float or two.
So I, for a long time, have had a bucket list float.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me about your bucket list.
My bucket list float is to float the Buffalo River. The Buffalo River is America's first national river, and it's located in north central Arkansas in the gorgeous Ozark Mountains.
Yeah, I floated it actually as a child, and the best place to do that is at Buffalo River Outfitters. Buffalo River Outfitters is an authorized concessionaire on the Buffalo National River. They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas, and they've got floating and access to camping and fishing, hiking's around, all your needs are taken care of at BRO. The bros will hook you up.
They've got canoes, kayaks, rafts, shuttle service.
Yeah, if floating is your thing, they've got one-day trips or multiple-day trips, and they're all made easier by renting from BRO. When you're on your float, you can see beautiful limestone bluffs, the wilderness, and unparalleled scenic beauty.
And then, after you've spent a long day on the river, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable log cabins. They've got stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens, wooded settings. They've got cozy cabins for two, or cabins big enough to accommodate 10 people.
Y'all should definitely visit the Buffalo River Outfitters store and stock up on everything you need while you're there for your Ozark adventure.
And their knowledgeable staff can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. You can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit with them.
So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, you've got to check out BuffaloRiverOutfitters.com to find out more and book conveniently online. Give them a call at 870-439-2200 and follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
When are we taking our bucket list trip? I mean, you got to go with me. You're my best friend.
Well, let's do it soon.
Soon. So in addition to working with student athletes, international student athletes, you also got a chance to work with some local musicians who, while local, have got a pretty big following, don't they?
They do. Pretty big following out there.
Yeah.
Proud of those guys putting out new albums. I think they've got one coming up.
Nice. And
so I wish I could be like, hey, shout out to, but, you know, can't do all that.
But it's still cool. It's still
really
fun.
Cool. It's still really cool. It's stories that that I'll get to tell my grandkids one day, you know. Gam Gam didn't sit around and crochet.
Gam Gam, no.
Gam Gam got out and lived life. Yeah. And it's, you know, I know that the reality of my profession is, you know, they give us a lifespan of like 8 years to do the practice before your hands.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're physically, like, working your hands out. Carpal tunnel sets in. You end up with back problems, knee problems, and you just burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. And, you know, some of these therapists are working, like, if you work for a chain, I work for myself, thankfully, so I can, you know, kind of control when I get a break or you know, who I see in a day. But some of these people don't have choices and they go work for chains or big names and you are packed in. You may have 8 to 10 in a day that you're doing and a 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds miserable, actually.
It does. It does. And I know that you meet a lot of people that way, but that just wasn't for me. That just...
Perks of working for yourself is being able to set your hours if they actually fall in line with your target market.
Yeah.
And in massage, a lot of times people would like it
after hours. Yeah. And I stay booked after hours. Right now, you know, my daughter plays volleyball. My son plays football. So I'm in a place where, thankfully, finally, for the first time in my mom life, I have a choice when I work, and I can be there when my kids are sick and when my kids are active in something. And that is such a blessing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, that kind of freedom is definitely kids. That's worth going to school for.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth going to school for, to gain that freedom to be a mom. And it's you know how it is. It's hard to be a mom and a working mom and a single working mom.
you know, at having been self-employed for 10 years prior to going back into the workforce, oh my God, the change was just drastic.
Oh yeah, and I bet your kids were completely like, because you were.
But I got the young years, yeah, and absolutely. That's what's cool, is I was able to be there for every single class party. I was able to take them to school and pick them up every day. My kids did not ride a bus until just like a year or two
and
ago.
Our kids didn't have babysitters either.
They didn't have babysitters. I mean, I was there for everything. And while I still worked, because I worked at our business, you know, it was either me or my husband splitting that time with them, and we were there for all of that stuff, and we got to do the fun things. Now they're older, they're more independent. Yes, they do have some after school stuff, not quite as committed as your kids are, but you know, we both have to attend a homecoming parade this afternoon.
We do.
Yeah,
I forgot the candy at home.
I went and bought candy. I was on top of it.
I bought it, but I left it. But you know, shout out to Dustin, because he always comes through for me.
Yes, he does. But yeah, it was a huge, huge change. And I don't get to be at as many things as I would like to now. But being the boss, my hours are still a little flexible.
But luckily, our kids are involved in the same thing. So when you're not there, Aunt Jody's there. And she's getting pictures and she's making sure that they have water. And
yep. And little sick cheerleaders get to sit down.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, it happens. Let's see. Were there any other big things through the year? I mean, we covered.
I started back on keto, and I think that is super exciting. I am going to brag, because, you know, I started this journey, 4 or 5 years ago? I started out, girl, was pushing 300 pounds. I was a big old girl.
I can't believe you. I didn't see that. But.
You know what? Everybody says that. Like, I didn't see it on you. My spine felt it. I can tell you that right now. And my back had actually, that's when I really started having a lot of back issues. I had a car wreck, you know, and we had talked on that in the previous podcast, but degenerative disc and issues with my back following that car wreck, putting on weight didn't help it. And so gaining all that weight after children and never getting it off, my chiropractor told me, he was like, you're going to have surgery. And I'm like, I don't know what you know about me, but we don't do that. So I told him, I said, I'm going to start dieting and exercising. He told me I couldn't exercise, so I fired him and never went back. Like, don't tell me that I can't exercise.
Be shout like, out, walking is doctor, exercise. But, yeah, and you're telling me I can't walk?
I know, you know, and he had me scared. Like, you move, you're going to never walk again. Like, shut up. That's fear. So I started keto back then and started working out, and I went from, you know, started seeing it go down. And then after I'd gotten about 80 pounds off or so, I switched over to the gym. And then that was a new addiction that kicked in. Being at the gym 6 days a week, two hours, 6 days a week.
I've been there.
CrossFit. I was going through a divorce too.
I'd go run like 10 miles every single morning because it was an addiction. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had hot friends that I have to keep up with. Like, man, she's out. You hear her? She's out. I'm running 15 miles.
But yeah, do you remember that time I was like, hey, you're gonna go for a walk with me this
time? Yeah, and I was like, I ain't got the right shoes. Like, there was always an excuse.
I was like, no, you're walking. Yeah. We walked. You were in flip-flops.
I did walk in flip-flops. I did. You didn't let me use my excuse, did you?
No.
Dang you. So, yeah. So, I got off of it. I fell in love. And after I'd lost all the weight and was at my goal weight, I was looking good. I was fine. And then here comes Dustin with this chili cheese tots and TJ's burgers. My God. Star Crunches.
I love Dustin.
We all love Dustin. But Dustin... He made me fluffy. He made me fluffy.
He made you fluffy.
He made me fluffy.
He gave you permission to be fluffy.
He gave me permission to be comfortable in my skin. And I appreciate that.
That's a dangerous thing where women, vain women are concerned. Yes. It's dangerous. Now, I'm comfortable in my skin, honestly, no matter what, for the most part. I'll say maybe if I was like disfigured or, you know, like suddenly lost all my hair, I might be a little uncomfortable in my skin at that point. But
yeah, change on your body that you're not
big change,
to.
Big change. But I mean, I gain 20 pounds, I lose 20 pounds, whatever. Right. Like, I'm not all, it just doesn't really bother me a whole lot.
You know, it didn't bother me gaining the weight. What bothered me is when I lost all the weight the first time, I got rid of all my big girl clothes. My clothes wouldn't fit. You got a whole, I'm like, oh, God.
And you do go ahead and you button them because it's like the only thing you
and then you get
wear.
A migraine because, you know, cut off your vascular system. Like, this is not working, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's more like my back would hurt because I was like compressed. Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. Nothing about that was pretty. And I finally, in May, I had just been sick. We'd gone through COVID in February. And if you haven't had COVID, congratulations. But it sucks. It sucks bad. And I think all of us here know it's taken us quite a bit of time to come back from it. And then you deal with the fog afterwards and the depression and the lack of motivation. And And finally in May, I was just like, is it fibromyalgia? Like, what is going on with me? And something was just like, you know exactly what's going on. You're poisoning yourself every single day. Get back on what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say, keto's so terrible for you. Well, it's not when you're pre-diabetic. When I had gestational diabetes with Addie, you're rocking right on it. So it's nothing but a diabetic diet is what I do. And I would like to be more active. It's been too hot and I'm still not built for that kind of heat. So
break out your flip-flops. Yeah, we're going walking, Jody.
Hey, it's time now. It's time. That weather today says it's time to get back on those hiking trails. And I don't care much about sitting in a gym. I'm getting my gym equipment back. I heard that. So I'm just going to set my gym back up in my house and do some walking. So that was big. I'm down like 60 pounds now.
You look fabulous. Thank you really do. And I've been telling you that every time I see you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it when you're nice like that.
I am always nice. Why is that a misconception that I am not a nice person? I am like a genuinely not.
You are.
I'm too nice sometimes, I think.
You're stretching.
Patted on the back.
She's reaching.
Too nice sometimes.
That's a little steep.
My haters would say otherwise.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washed Out Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Ashley, do you know what I love to do other than obviously work and hang out with you?
Eat?
Yes, I also eat. But what I was thinking of right now was napping.
Oh yeah, you do love a good nap.
I love to nap. It's my hobby. It's my favorite pastime. I love to nap on sofas. I love to nap on beds. I would probably nap underneath my desk if you'd let me. And I'm looking for the optimal nap haven.
You need to go to Dawn's Easy Pay.
What's a Dawn's Easy Pay?
Everything. Basically, the best napping furniture possible. I mean, you can get recliners. You can get full living room suites, sectionals. You can get mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they could probably hook you up with something to put under your desk if you think you can get away with that. They carry Catnapper and Ashley and so many more. And if it's not on the floor, you can special order the piece that you want.
Okay, but how am I going to get that to my house if I don't have a truck?
They offered free delivery and setup.
You know how much I get paid. What payment options do they have?
Oh, they have got you covered. Everything at Dawn's is extremely affordable and they have finance and payment options. You can buy it retail just straight off the shelf. You can do a rent to own with them. You can do 180 days same as cash. You can do 6 months same as cash on any purchase over $999, and everything is included on the price, so you don't have to figure the tax.
Ooh, no math?
Dawn's takes the brain work out of it.
Well, how far am I going to have to drive to go and get a napping device?
Well, we're in Mena, so we're lucky. There's a location here, but in Arkansas, there's also a location in Waldron and one soon to come into Queen. If you're in Oklahoma, you can go to Broken Bow or Ida Belle or Poto, and they're also opening one in Boonville, Arkansas, that is a new format called Dawn's Home Store. And if you need more information on any of this, you can find their Facebook page and you can search by location, or you can just call the Mena location for more information.
But speaking of haters.
Oh no, which direction is this
transition? You have taken it upon yourself, which you always had an opinion about everything, which is one of the reasons I absolutely adore you, but very uninhibited, absolutely not afraid to bring issues to light that might be hidden.
Yeah.
Right. So, if you are friends with Jody on social media, which I guarantee you a lot of listeners, local listeners especially, are, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you are listeners from afar, I'm not going to tell you her last name, so you cannot find her on social media.
You can't find me. I don't have one.
She ain't got one.
I gave it all away.
Yeah. anyways, I want to ask, because there's been some big cases, some big news stories, especially this most recent...
Petito. We're not Italian.
Didn't want to say it out loud and mess it up. Anyways, you've taken to social media, doing a lot of Facebook Lives to talk about things like this, and it's really garnered you a following on there, because I truly feel like in this, I mean, anyone can be a anyone can say they're a marketer these days. I mean, you can go out in a crop top,
photographer,
right? Using a product and post pictures of it and, you know, call yourself a marketer. You can do that, right?
That's
that does not
true.
Mean that you've got the skills.
That's absolutely
to be
true.
A marketer. Not it's the same thing with people claiming to basically be reporters, mm-hmm. right? I mean, things are reported quicker on social media now mm-hmm. than they are in the traditional news because, I mean, that's just, that's not how we do
right.
it. There's, you know, you've got to have victims' families have to be considered. Mm-hmm. Sensitive material has to be considered. Mm-hmm. We'll just say, for example, you know, if I send Trey to what I know is the scene of an accident or something, I'm sending him to take photos to maybe be used later.
Right.
Right. I'm not
after
sending him
and deciding
and talking with the authorities, making sure the families are aware mm-hmm. of what's going on. We're not breaking news when there's victims involved.
No.
You know
no,
what I'm
no.
saying? But people so often do that on social media now.
People don't think about it. And, you know, especially if
you're taking pictures of a car wreck yeah. while you're driving by and you can see that there's a body laying out and
there
a
was
sheet
one just
over
in,
it.
And for a city this week.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're posted, it was
and
awful.
You know what? You might not know who that person is, but if their family sees that, I guarantee they're going to recognize
yeah,
the car.
That's triggering.
Right, right. So people really need to take that in consideration. But as I say, people want to also be reporters and break news, et cetera, et cetera.
Everybody always wants to have that first story.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it, whether you're getting paid for it or not, you want mm-hmm. that clout. Mm-hmm. To have the first story out.
But
and sometimes we let facts go by.
Then there is the positive side of everyone having social media, everyone having recording devices, et cetera, et cetera.
Then you find missing people.
Like this case.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Man, this one was solved by the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely, 100%. You're not going to give anybody the credit, but internet detectives, mm-hmm. super sleuths is what I've called them, the internet super sleuths.
And sharing that info. That's the thing.
And you
because
know,
they couldn't find this stuff if people weren't uploading
absolutely.
Their thing. You know, like.
And there's a lot of controversy with that right now because you have people that are like, well, why does her case get all this attention?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the difference. Gabby was a social media influencer. When you have a following like that, people are expecting you. They're looking for you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't show up
mm-hmm.
or your posts are off from what you normally do, they've decided that like some of her last posts were, in fact, this man that has taken her life that were making those posts. And people could tell by Gabby doesn't use hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Your internet following watches you. They watch you closer than your own family
they
will.
Know your habits. Listen, your husband might not notice when you get your hair cut.
But TikTok will.
Uh-huh.
TikTok will. TikTok notices everything. I mm-hmm. love TikTok. So, it took her family reaching out to the media. And it's not just a, hey, I'm going to call the local paper or tag. Mm-hmm. Tagging the FBI, tagging your paper, that's not going to get you anything. Mm-hmm. Get on that phone, call their general manager
mm-hmm.
and say, listen.
Quit staring at me.
I'm looking at you. Listen, this is going on. I need this
I get
out
these
here.
Phone calls from Jody. She called the general manager.
I get, you're going to make me write a story. But I mean, it was an entire nation, an entire world of people. You don't even realize how many people are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in public. How many people have their phones out?
This boy sure didn't, did he?
He did not realize
he
it.
He underestimated.
I mean, game cams are catching possibly mm-hmm. this dude at this point.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of the wilderness, mm-hmm. there's a game cam.
Yeah.
And he looked like Sasquatch.
Big Brother is there, except it's not Big Brother anymore.
Yeah.
It's everyone else.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And people send me stories, especially if I'm not talking about something, they'll send it to me like, have you heard this? Have you looked at this?
Well, I want to know what, as I mentioned, opinionated,
mm-hmm.
Authentic, not afraid to say what you're thinking.
Right.
What prompted you to decide to go social, to go public and talk about some of these things?
Well, I was raised in a law enforcement family. My dad was a detective. So that was just kind of always the tone in our home, you know.
Discussion.
You talked about things. We were well aware of what was going on in the world around us because, you know, my mom was EMS and my dad was a state trooper. And so I don't know if that helped determine it. I always said when my dad retired, like, let's do a PI business, you know, mm-hmm. private investigator. I've always loved that kind of stuff. I'm the nosy one. Like, I'm nosy. I would snoop through dad's stuff when I was a kid. Like, mm-hmm. ooh, learned hard lessons there. Like, yeah, Lee, that's evidence you don't need to see.
Well, you know, I mean, if I have a question on any, if I run into somebody I don't know, or just, I mean, I just need an update, or somebody calls me, which Jerry would call me a lot and go, hold on, do you know who this person is? I'd be like, no, I don't, but hold on, let me call Jody.
I'll find out
real quick. We even came up with a catchphrase that when we meet people and we determine, we say, oh, you know Jody? That meant they were cool for the most part, unless we called and Jody said, no, I don't know them.
I don't know. I'm not afraid to speak up for people that don't have a voice. There's a lot of people that don't have a voice. And either they're scared to say it or they're in a position that they can't say things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it boils down to a lot. You know, people that would love to be able to speak out on how they really believe, but what are the repercussions of what you say?
Yeah.
And that's something that I take a risk every time I push live on my phone.
As I took a risk in saying, would you like to come sit in the studio and record a podcast with me?
I mean, I think you're doing a great job.
I take risks all the time. Sometimes they pan out, like producer Trey sitting across from me. Other times they
flop on you. It's okay.
Flop.
Sometimes they flop.
Other times they flop.
But those things that flop, those are your building blocks. Like, other, that's what you build from. And you're like, marketers. Okay, well, I know that direction didn't work out. Let's go this way. And you find where you're supposed to go. But, you know, just speaking up for people that are scared to say something or things that need to be addressed. When you live in, you know, right now my theme has been Harper Valley PTA. And that's because I feel like small town communities get a little Harper Valley-ish sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. and we're so quick to point the finger at what we don't like at people, but we forget what we got hiding? What do we got going on that we're going to stand up and say something out about somebody else? And so I get tired of seeing people being picked on.
Mm-hmm.
So let me push live. Let me call it out.
What's the Bible quote? Bible quote. What's the verse?
Which one?
The eye one.
The splinter in the eye.
Yeah.
So you know, before you pluck one out of my eye,
log from your eye.
Yeah, remove the log from yours. Yeah. Hey, look, we got a little Bible history going on. We know it. I'm a Torah chaser over here. So Trey was going back where I know. He's going back that old script.
Yeah, no. Before you judge your brother for the splinter eye.
Before you look at somebody and say, you are this, what are you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes you just got to say that. Are you going to make a lot of friends doing that? Probably not, but you'll make the right friends.
That is very true. But you'll get a lot of watchers.
Yeah.
You will get a They'll lot follow of watchers.
You. They'll follow you. And let me tell you, when I told them the other day, I know too much till you want to know something.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things we could talk about. But that's not what we're here for. We are here to uncover interesting stories about interesting people in our community and the Ouachita region.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Ouachita Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Ashley, do you know what I appreciate about you?
Everything.
Of course, but specifically, I want to talk about how you're just a wealth of knowledge. You have so many people, places, things, events, opportunities. You are a networker, and that has really helped me in moving to Arkansas and getting comfortable here. And we have a mutual friend who also wants us to make sure that we're sharing a bit of information that other people can keep in their knapsack of facts, and that's Richie Lowry. So this little nugget of knowledge for your knapsack of facts is all about Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
Oh, yeah, of course. Richie's. I've been a preferred customer of Richie's forever.
I knew you would already know, but for the listeners who don't know, y'all need to know that he can repair or replace your windshields. He repairs the chips so that it doesn't turn into that huge crack and become like a, ooh.
Mm-hmm. So what else does he do, though?
Well, he can do all of that, and most insurances will often cover it at no cost for repairing those chips. And what's really cool about Richie is he keeps stock of windshields here in Mena, in Polk County, and so it's fast. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to order it and wait and him all around. He's probably got it in stock.
So since I'm a wealth of knowledge and networking, I'm not going to keep it a secret any longer. You can contact Richie at Richie's Auto Glass by calling 479-394-9938, or you can just visit him in person at 3008 Highway 71 South in Mena, Arkansas.
And just talk about the storytelling we're going to do.
The storytelling.
I like storytelling.
I know. You tell good stories.
I like listening to people's stories, though.
Me too.
Should we talk about the last few that we've had on here? The last 40, season one? What was your favorites from season one?
Oh, gosh. Clint Craig, for sure.
But yeah.
I mean, Clint was just
100%
fabulous. Interestingly enough, and I checked this not too long ago, and he was still hanging tight. Do you know what episode has had the absolute most listens?
You know, I think you told me this one day, and I was somewhat offended because I was like, how dare my friends come on here and outshine me on podcasts? Yeah, that was Derek Miller.
It was Derek Miller. Yeah. And he's still at the top of
you
the
You know, Chronicles. I ain't mad about it, though. I love Derek.
If anybody deserves to have the most listens,
yeah,
it's that sexy beast.
Hey, but our mayor had a great one.
Mayor had a great one. His was real. Actually, both of his were terrific. The second one, high speed, low drag. I mean, we got some new catchphrases.
I love our mayor. Can we talk about him?
So the mayor's episode, it was really, really good.
Really good.
His first episode, his second episode, like I said, new catchphrases. Mm-hmm. It was.
John Maddox had a good one.
He did. I really, really loved Bill Barnes's episode. Mm-hmm. That one, I thought, turned out fabulous.
I'm actually going to get to be over there at his facilities.
That's cool.
Next month. Charlie Company here, the local infantry unit, it's their 20-year reunion from their deployment.
Oh, wow.
Over to Iraq. And so the 39th is throwing them this big 20-year reunion. And mm-hmm. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to donate some free massage, set up chair massage over there mm-hmm. and work on the spouses and the veterans. And just like I'm glad you guys are still here with us kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth is part of that.
It's been a real, real long 20 years.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else have we had that's just been real kind of standout? Keena.
Keena's was really good.
Keena. And I recommend Keena's episodes to all kinds of people that I meet.
People that are struggling.
Especially if they'll open up just a little bit and give me enough information for me to know that there's either a loved one or themselves or whatever. And I've had people reach out and say, hey, I sent this to my ex-wife. Like, my ex-wife has a serious problem. It's why we're not married anymore.
Wow.
And I shared these episodes with her. I don't know if they'll help, but I was blown away. This was someone in California.
Wow.
Yeah. So very cool.
And it's just opening your mouth and talking. Mm-hmm. People, you don't realize that people need to hear your story.
Yeah.
People need to hear it. It gives them encouragement that, you know, someone's made it. Someone survived it. They're doing good. And I'm so proud of Keena. We love you, Keena.
But we do love you, Keena. But that storytelling, sometimes you're going to have someone who is just a natural storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to have someone that you've got to guide a little more.
Right.
You know, be like, nope, you're running off the road. Nope, you took a turn. Hold on, we got to come back to this.
Come back this way.
People like Keena, people like Bill Barnes, the story just flows.
It just flows out naturally.
And even if you get off on a little side topic here, you took a little trail to take a little break.
Right.
You're going to come back to that main thing, and they're going to continue on.
They're going to circle back around.
Yeah,
that
and they've not lost it. So those are some of my favorite kinds of guests.
So what do we have to look forward to season two?
Oh, gosh. Well, we got to build a roster. That's the big thing.
Ooh, that's the exciting
part. That's the exciting part. And this is, you know, it is really lucky for Chronicles fans because bringing you on as a co-host, it's just a whole nother set of possibilities of people we could interview because your network is huge.
Have a great
network. Mine and Jerry's big, definitely, and we never exhausted our list that we have, which we'll continue to work on.
Right.
But there's going to be things where you're going to be like, hey, let's have this person on. Heck yeah, let's have this person on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people I'd really love to have, Samantha Liu.
She's doing such amazing things.
Let's not break where she was going to be on. Was it this morning?
We can't say it.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. She's going to be on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Yes. She's going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show.
It's the girl from Mena.
So proud of her. She has been in Hollywood since she graduated, I guess.
let's not do spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil. I don't even know. I just kind of saw a quick picture.
I did too, but we need to get Sam on the show.
Yes. Okay. So do a mobile, like, should do it over the phone.
Yeah, we do it in Zoom. Yeah, that's how we do.
I will reach out to her, like, today. Like,
do you know who I think would be fabulous to have on?
Who's that?
Kirby.
Kirby Prophet?
Yes.
I love him.
Because what is he, a Dallas, Fort Worth
police officer? Well, he's a Marine, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. He's my friend, first and foremost. And then he's a Marine.
He's my nemesis, first and foremost.
Then he's a Marine. And then, yes, he is a Fort Worth police officer.
Right. Because I feel like he's seen some things. Mm-hmm. And he also super reminds me of Burt Reynolds right now. So,
with his mustache?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be a dad again.
I know. Congrats, Kirby.
To him and his wife. They're adorable. I love them.
They are.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm. There's just, I could sit and think of people all day long.
Yeah. There's some names that, I mean, I've got in my head right now, and I just don't want to say them out loud because I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. I don't want, you know, and there's some people we have to strong arm into coming on.
Bag them.
Yeah. Or maybe go set up at their house because.
But there's interesting people all over. All over. And we want to hear those stories. We want to talk to
them. Right. And we are totally open to suggestions. There's been several times I've gotten a text or an email. Y'all should have this person on. I promise you, I try to do it as quickly as I can, but we do schedule things out.
And then some people are just so scared to talk. They freeze up. They don't want to talk.
But we do take your suggestions. And I have interviewed some of those that came from suggestions. So, you know, send them our way. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. Whose story do you want to hear?
Right. You can lightning round me. We can do that. I want to say before we move into lightning round, mm-hmm. which I'm not going to be a part of except for the target, I guess, that I'm excited for a new season. I'm excited for a change. It wasn't one that, you know, I wanted necessarily. It was kind of thrust upon me and Trey. But, you know, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
And Jody climbs through.
But no, everything happens for a reason. I'm excited. We're going to have a lot of fun. I guess it's officially season two.
It's official.
That's pretty cool.
Season two.
So we're going to work hard to come up with a fantastic roster of guests. And we want, you know, here's my goal for season two. Just as much laughs, mm-hmm. just as much information, more bloopers.
More listeners,
yes. But more interactions.
Yeah.
I would like interactions. Trey does a fantastic job flooding our page with memes. I know there's some other things he could post, but he really likes the memes.
The meme wars are great.
He really likes the memes. But yeah, we want to hear from you guys. We truly, truly do. Comments, questions, concerns.
Sharing it. Always share it with welcome. All your friends.
Yeah, share. Help us. Help us out.
Because you've got people that we don't know that we might need to hear their stories. Exactly. So you have to share it. Let us know if you know somebody that's like super interesting and we have to have them.
So if they're from the Ouachita region or they live here, they transplanted here. And when I say Ouachita region, I mean Mina.
D-Queen.
Well, D-Queen.
What about my boy? We need to get my boy Glenwood, on here.
Hot Springs. You know, we've done some in the north part of the state. We're not afraid to branch out and do a couple, like, little special episodes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Hot Springs area, Glenwood.
Mount Ida.
Down towards D-Queen. Yeah.
Murfreesboro.
And we can do it.
Got some diamond diggers down mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. We'll cover it. So, we like to travel and I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good. So, and now you get to lightning round me.
Okay, lightning round. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Is it going to be your first one?
That's not a good question.
Okay, we won't go there then.
I'm not at liberty.
I cannot speak.
At liberty to say where I will be. It's not where. I'll be in Mina. I will.
You'll be here.
My daughter will be in her senior year of high school. I will be in my fabulous house that I absolutely love.
Love that house.
With my fabulous pool. Mm-hmm. I will have turned it into Shangri-La at that point. It'll be amazing.
I'll have a tummy tuck, so I will look great by your pool.
Yeah. Had one of those already. It's real rough. I know I'll be here. To say what I'll be doing, I don't know. But you said, where will you be? I'll be here.
What's your dream car?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it is, and I have to always like look it up. I've got a photo of it saved, but it is a Lancia Aurelia. I believe that's how you say Spider. And the year model that I absolutely love, if I can find it. Oh my gosh. Dude, these things are cool. So you like, I don't think it's the same car. I think in Cruel Intentions, that was like a Rolls or what was the car he was driving in Cruel Intentions?
A Bentley?
Was it a Bentley? Like, was it a coupe? All the car people listening to this are like,
no, they're botching it.
Yeah, they're just wanting to like reach through the mic. I mean, like I yell at people when I'm listening to podcasts. Like when I'm like, you do, what? No, you listen. The fondant. It's fondant. You're talking about that. Thick, flexible cake from it's fondant. Yeah, I got real upset one day while I was listening to a podcast. I think it was specifically Regrettable, and I wanted to like text them and be like, "It's fondant," but they record it pre.
That's when you need like the Marco Polo app. How yours doesn't do like mine does. How you'll be talking to Marco Polo, and I just pop up in the middle of it, live video.
So the Lancia Spider, and it's like a '60s model, is just. Amazing. Absolute dream car.
That's very specific.
Yeah. Yeah. They can cost, the ones that I've looked at that year model are like $475,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty serious.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Now, my last question would be, who, if you have one, who would you consider your mentor in life? Who is just that one person that when you think about who you've become, can you credit some of that to?
Yeah, myself.
There was nobody, like, you never saw somebody and were like, that's it. That person has it. Like,
well, there's a difference in seeing someone and saying that person has it. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of people that I've seen, women that I've worked with that I've admired that have had it. But as to say a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Never had a mentor?
Not really. I mean, maybe for short amounts of time, mm-hmm, in different positions. But I've always been such an independent.
That's true.
Self-starter that I think that most people would have been a little apprehensive to mentor me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there's definitely people that I've looked up to. I will say when I was young, when I worked here locally in an office, because I got an office job when I was 15 and worked that until I left MENA after high school. That was Freddie Easley. Mm. She was someone that I, you know, admired because of the grace in which she handled situations.
Right.
You know, keeping that cool. There's been a lot of men, honestly, that I've looked up to like that. And that also goes back to that job and John Crawford. He was one of my, he taught me a lot and he tolerated me. He saw the potential in me, mm-hmm, even though I was massively screwing up my life at the time. He saw the potential and he just kind of became one of those people that, like, no matter what, I could call and be like, you know. And I haven't talked to him in years and years and years. But as far as developing the person I am now, I feel like I have taken that from a lot of different people. I give my mother a lot of hell on here, the general. We give the general lots of hard time. And
you give her a hard time.
She knows. Yeah, because everyone else is scared of her. She knows that it's all in good fun. But my mother's composure,
she's a boss babe.
She's a boss babe.
She is.
Her composure is second to none. And
Addie's now a fan of hers. She's a big fan of Berta's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people are a big fan of Berta, and for good reason.
Yeah, like
I
said, she's amazing.
I give her hell, but you know, we know I really love her. So
chip off the old block.
Love
is what
you,
I
Mom.
Say.
But her composure and her strength, because she's been through an awful lot in life and people don't know that, but I'm also not at liberty to talk about that. That's why no one can actually ever interview me for a podcast.
Yeah, you just blank stare.
Because I have to wait on people to pass away before I can talk about things because they're not going to sign a release, okay?
I got some of them too.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's a really interesting life story, but I'm not at liberty. It's not.
You just quietly write your book now. And then
here's the thing. It's not all my story, you know,
right.
And you can't write the story without including all the characters.
Absolutely.
And when you don't have permission to include someone's story, and I'm not going to step over that line. I'm mm-hmm. not. It would. I mean, listen, we could probably sell it off to movie rights and
the Enquirer.
Oh, dude. I mean, for sure. But now everybody's going to be going to Berta and be like, what's your story? Sorry, no.
I love her.
It's nothing. It's just all a figment of Ashley's imagination. Anyways, but yeah, that's where it all comes
from. That's good.
I appreciate you thinking that I have it together.
I mean, you fake it well.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. It's a total thing. I remember visiting with this one girl when I was still at the chamber, and we were talking a little bit about stress and this and that, and she said, you're not allowed to turn it off, are you? I said, not in this job. I'm not.
No.
She's like, so like if you're at the grocery store and you're, I'm like, nope, it's on. It has to be on. The
do only not time show I your weakness, Ashley.
Ever turn
Don't
it off was
you
at
do
home.
It.
Yeah. I turn it off and off a lot around here. I've relaxed a little bit. That's a nice way of saying my composure has cracked somewhat.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It's that 2021 coming out.
That 2021 got me. Nothing else in this life broke me.
Oh, but 2021.
2021. Was like, I'm gonna put a bit in your mouth, mm-hmm, and you're gonna be just
2020 was just a soft opening.
Yeah,
it was just soft.
Yeah, we all thought we were green broke before,
but we're
then.
Here. We're still here. We made it. We're here.
We did, and we're gonna continue on. We're gonna persevere. It's gonna be awesome. Welcome to that portion of the show we like to call Wrap Up Ramblings with
Producer Trey.
And if you've made it this far in the episode, you know why Trey is doing his own Producer Trey.
I'm going to have to start doing my own sound effects now.
Yeah. I mean, Jody, I think, can probably pull some off, but Jerry was very talented at the sound effects.
Yeah. Jerry was like that dude from Police Academy.
what was his name in that?
I don't remember.
Radar.
Was that it?
Radar.
Radar.
I think the guy's name was Radar.
Man, I gotta make a meme.
I don't even know how I know that, but almost positive his name was Radar.
If his name is actually Radar, I'm gonna be very impressed.
Are you not continuously impressed, Trey? Come on now.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Anyways, so we got to sit down with Jody and do some catching up on what's been going on in her life since we recorded our very first episode 39 episodes ago. We're getting close to a year, folks. Getting close to a year. Not quite there yet, but we're coming up on it. So we caught up with Jody, and I got to introduce her as my new co-host. Well, as the format of the show goes, you know, we do an intro, we do an outro, and in the outro, we sit around and we talk about the guests that we had on. Well, we couldn't very well include Jody in the outro today because, well, she was the guest, also the new co-host. So it's just me and Trey talking about what's been going on,
just
what happened,
the two of us,
and what the future holds for the Chronicles, how we feel about it.
I am so excited. I think that Jody's going to bring a lot to the table. I'm going to miss Jerry really, really bad, but I think that Jody will do good things for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, on contacts alone, on people who would love to be on the show, just to be in
networking
proximity to Jody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that
she's her own show in herself.
No kidding.
But I mean, you know, and as I alluded to also in the show, it's like I could take a risk bringing Jody on, but it's one that I'm willing to take. She's entertaining. She is intelligent. She stays up to date on current events, especially local current events.
Very up to date on local current
very,
events.
Very, very up to date on local current events.
She keeps me up to date.
Right? I mean, honestly, I don't want to say she does a better job than our news organization, but I mean, she's pushing it. She's getting close.
She should just be the new news director.
She should just be the news director. She should. She should. I feel like, what is it today? It's Wednesday. You'll be hearing this on a Friday, but it's Wednesday. And Monday was the day that we found out we weren't going to have Jerry anymore.
Yeah.
I am still reeling from the shock just a little bit.
Me too.
Me too. But yeah, I think everybody is still dealing with it. It's going to be a big loss to our office, our business. You know, I want to say it would be a big loss to the show. But if I didn't have such amazingly fabulous friends, I wouldn't have been able to come up with a replacement co-host so quickly.
Yeah. You know, did you ever watch That 70s Show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I lived That 70s Show.
I was worried that this was going to be that weird part in like the last season where Eric goes to Africa and gets replaced with Randy and it's just weird and awkward. I don't think it's going to be like that.
I was going to say that it was more like Roseanne when they kept the character the same of Becky and replaced her with a totally different actress. So, and DJ was like, she looked this way and then she didn't. She was there and then she wasn't. She's the same and then she... And then the original Becky came back like in the last seasons. It was the weirdest thing. And we could have just kept rolling on and introduced her as Jerry.
Yeah. Well, we could have made the same joke because Lori got replaced with a different character from That 70s Show too. Or a
yes.
different actress, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That 70s Show just like parallels our show perfectly.
We
should call it that, I don't know, that Polk County show. I don't know. That Arkin show.
That Arkin show. I don't know. I don't even know. But we're continuing on with the Washtenaw Chronicles because that's what it is. We are still chronicling interesting people. We just have some new commentary. Hopefully we'll have some new fabulous guests lined up for you. But you and I, man, 40 episodes.
40 freaking episodes.
40 episodes, Trey.
40 episodes.
You made a real cute little meme. I don't think you've shared it yet. But, you know, you give me a lot of credit for hiring you with little experience
for
taking a chance.
It was a gamble.
You're really one of my proudest hires to date, honestly.
Oh, man. That means a lot. I know that coming into this, I definitely wasn't the most qualified. You know what I mean? But coming into this, I was like, I know what my strengths are. I know what my weaknesses are. But I know that I can learn anything. And I know that I am capable of working hard.
Yeah.
And that was my goal, was though I'm not the most qualified, I'm going to work harder than anybody else.
You've quickly turned yourself into an indispensable person here and job security.
Job security.
Job security. So the more stuff you keep taking on, the more your job security solidifies.
You know, that's why I started doing the police reports and sheriff's log.
Hey, like, no one else is going to be able to read this like I do.
Well, Tori didn't want to do it anymore. So I was like, I'll do it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Give me stuff. Give me stuff. But you're young. You've got the energy to do the stuff.
Yeah, man. I got that drive, son.
Yeah. So I'm just going to have to mentor you on my way out. And so somebody can continue.
You're on your way out?
No, I'm not on my way out. As
if
I told
you leave, who's going to do Chronicles? Who's going to do anything?
Exactly. Who's going to do anything? No, I'm joking. We still have a great team.
We do.
But I am going to miss Jerry. I'm excited about Jody.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I'm optimistic, you know. I'm sad that we're losing Jerry, but I do have optimism that, you know, the show will continue to be good, you know. I think that we're going to keep pushing forward, you know, despite the loss of Jerry.
Oh, yeah, because that's what you've got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to go down with the ship if it is. We'll keep rowing and bailing. I mean, it might be sinking, but we're still there. We're still there.
I don't like how foreboding that metaphor is.
Listen, actually. I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist, okay?
Fair enough.
No, we're not going anywhere. As I said, I'll still be right here in 5 years. Might not be doing this show. Might be a different show. We might have had several spinoffs.
The show might migrate to a morning show.
It might. We might be live. You might be listening to us on the radio.
Oh, God. You guys, no, it doesn't need to be live at all.
Why are
with
you
how
saying
much I have to cut out?
There's a lot of editing.
Sometimes. I mean, if you're able to reel in Jody, I think you could reel in yourself.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I really, really didn't. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a disaster. It's going to take me a month to edit one episode of Jody going off about people in the community. And you kept it reeled in. Jody came in and you were the one who went off and Jody followed suit. I think Jody's appearance on the show may have exposed who really bring things off the rails.
Oh, yeah, it's totally me. Always. Always. I mean,
you didn't notice?
Yeah, you sit there and watch my face and it's contorting because I'm having to bite my tongue. I mean, if I could really be who I really was.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That'd be a NC-17 rating right off the bat.
Definitely be entertaining, though.
It would be entertaining.
If the numbers get low enough.
That's why I say spinoff, man. We'll spin off at some point. And, you know, we'll put a paywall behind it, so you have to pay for the filth and not like...
pay for the filth.
Not the filth. Just, you know, just honestly, true opinions on things and uncensored. And, you know, at some point I would love to be able to sit down and actually talk about parenting and relationships and things like that.
Well,
and
you can still do that.
You can, but, you know, with the Chronicles, the focus is it's a guest. That is the focus. And while you can tell relatable anecdotes to make them feel more at ease or just to, well, entertain you guys, the listeners.
Yeah.
That, hey, this has happened, et cetera, et cetera. It's always going to be a very short thing. But getting to go in depth on your opinions on things that are really your life events. Yeah, that's not the type of format this show is. And that's what I'm saying. At some point, there might be another one. I don't know. As I mentioned in the episode, I would really, really love to get some more feedback to know what you guys think, to know who you'd like for us to interview, to have on the show in the studio with us. Well, you know, and maybe where you'd like to see the future of Chronicles or just the podcast in general go. We've got a lot of other great shows. We've got Trey's new show, Natural Acts in the Natural State, which is amazing. He's knocking it out of the park with it.
It's a labor of love. I'm really, really excited. I've gotten a couple stories lined up. They're going to be pretty big. I'm pretty excited about
it. No, I mean, you're doing great. And I really, really like that kind of format too, the storytelling. We get to do storytelling, but it's commentary.
You know? We get to have more a conversational. Whereas mine is like a linear, you know. Almost more journalistic.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if I'd say that because the interviewing is journalistic as well.
But. It is. But it's, you know, it's not edited and polished. I mean, yes, you're editing, but you're editing to cut out our shenanigans. And we're not polishing it into a final piece that,
that's
you know,
true.
You could be winning awards on. Nobody is calling up the Chronicles. To give us a Emmy? It's a daytime TV? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only thing are there awards for broadcasts that are actually like huge to help? No, I'm just going to say nobody's trying to give us an Emmy. Our voice works, not winning any.
No, I do love doing my show, though. I think it's pretty, like, if you go back and you look at the things that I usually write for the paper, like the Train Station Depot story, you know, it is like going into history about things, and that's largely what the what a natural act is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm having a lot of fun with it, you know?
That's true. Very, very cool. Well, as we embark on our second season, we want to again mention that we are brought to you, made possible by Dawn's Easy Pay and Dawn's Home Store. They've got multiple locations. Definitely go and visit with them if you're looking for superior service. And no math. Don't no want a math. Prize on the piece is the price that you pay.
We definitely don't math here.
We want to thank you for listening to the Washtaw Chronicles, and you can find us along with other great shows at thewashtawpodcast.com. You can contact us at thewashtawpodcast@gmail.com, and make sure you find us on Facebook and Instagram and give us a like. Producer Trey works real hard on keeping our social media going, and, you know, he might just get bored and if nobody's liking or commenting.
I'm never going to stop making memes.
Never. No, he loves it. He loves it. It's never going to end. Until next time, Ashley and Trey and our new co-host, Jody, who's not here to say out, but we'll say it for her. Out.
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 Thank you for listening to the Washita Chronicles.